couple of open shots against this team, because that's what they're baiting you to do.
And at the other end of the floor, we mentioned Maryland's struggles scoring. It's one of the worst shooting teams in the league, or period, particularly from the three-point line. However, Jameer Young averages 21 points a game. He gets to the foul line with regularity, makes better than 9 out of 10. I mean, there are times, Brian, where he carries the team, especially on the road. So we'll see how the Badgers, how they can match up with them and at least try to slow them down.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Now, the thing that Jameer does so well is he creates contact, gets to the paint, and then he's an isolation player. And that's where guys like Jameer have so much success in the road, or not on the road, because they don't need all the ball movement. Just clear out, I'm going one-on-one, and I'm going to isolate. And that's where Wisconsin as a defense needs to load to the ball. Jameer Young needs to see 8 eyeballs looking at him all the time. And if you can get all 5 and you can have 10 of them, you take all 10 of them, because that's what he needs to see.
It has gone final in East Lansing. Iowa has held off Michigan State 78-71. So the Spartans will fall to 9-7. Iowa will be 8-8 in Big Ten play. You got Purdue at 12-3, Illinois 10-4, Wisconsin and Northwestern sitting at 9-6.
And why that win is so impressive, that's a win on the road.
Big time.
Right, like that's a huge win when you look at this. And I think maybe some Badger fans out there that were unhappy with the play at Iowa might look at that win a little differently now, or and say, wow, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad of a loss. I didn't think Wisconsin played that bad in Iowa. They just fouled too much. And then defensively, when you expect them to get a stop, they just didn't find a way to do that. They have an opportunity in front of them tonight to find a way to get a couple of stops, string them to death together, and listen to what Coach Gard and the coach staff has been preaching, because we know they've been preaching. We've heard them preaching.
Absolutely.
We've been there. We know. So now it's about just doing it.
Your officials tonight, Rob Riley, Deldre Carr, and Brooks Wells, as the Badgers in the home white unis and the Cardinal trim, the road reds and the white trim for the Maryland Terrapins. A team with that big three, if you will, of Jameer Young, Julian Reese, and Dante Scott, the former Indiana Hoosier, George Geronimo, and a freshman, Deshaun Harris-Smith, who dropped 17 on Iowa in College Park last week.
And look at Dante Scott, obviously a guy that's been through the battles, understands what it is, but a big brace, got injured before the Illinois game as he was going, walking off for pregame, ended up still playing 33 minutes, but see how he handles again after this game a little bit and during the game.
Yeah, slipped on a wet spot, they say, leaving the floor, but still had a pretty good game against Illinois. Toss and tap to Maryland. Terps go to our right. We are underway at the Kohl Center. It's Jordan Geronimo throwing to Jameer Young high on the left, matching up with Chucky Hepburn. Young on the left wing. Bounces to Dante Scott. He's with Max Klesman. Scott starting to back left of the lane near the block. Kills the dribble, throws it to Deshaun Harris-Smith, and they're going to foul on Klesman trying to get around Dante Scott. And just seconds, 19 seconds to be exact, into the game, Max Klesman has picked up a foul.
There's a lot of contact there. Dante Scott's playing with the hands. Max is trying to get around. I do think it was the right call, though.
Jordan Geronimo bounces to Harris-Smith to the right wing. A.J. Storr defending him. Now Scott at the top of the key. Hands off Jameer Young on the right-hand dribble. To be dominant with the left hand when he's going left, that can be a problem. Here's Scott trying a three left wing. Off the rim, no good. Steven Crowell, the rebound. Badgers moving to our left in the first half. Tyler Wall. They give it up to A.J. Storr. Throwing to Crowell. He is with Julian Reese. Maryland can mix up his defenses straight up to begin the game. Pass went behind Storr, but Klesman is there. Now Wall hands off to Hepburn at the left elbow. Throws it out to Max, 10 on the shot clock. Klesman goes inside, gathered by Wall against Jameer Young. Baseline right, shot clock at 4. Backing is Wall. Right block goes up over Young. Off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, batted around, pulled down by Jordan Geronimo. Minute 10 gone by. We're scoreless at the Kohl Center. Here's Jameer Young. Slips it to Julian Reese in the lane. Puts it on the deck one time. Got tied up by Klesman. Held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. Max taking a risk with that early foul, but he got his hands in there and occupied the ball, and Wisconsin gets it.
You said exactly what I'm thinking. It's a big risk.
It worked out in Wisconsin's favor as Chucky Hepburn brings it up, throwing to Klesman high on the right. Max swings it left side for Steven Crowell against Reese. Going to Hepburn, turns to Klesman, flips it right side for Wall. Inside feed, caught by Crowell. Single coverage, Julian Reese. Stevie trying to go to work, goes up, blocked by Reese. Getting it back is Crowell with eight to shoot. Stevie chase, goes up left hand, rattles in. Crowell staying with it. Coming off a 22-point outing at Iowa, 2-0 Wisconsin.
They did, a nice little shoulder fake to get the shot off.
A minute 50 gone by. Jameer Young up top against Hepburn. Going to Deshaun Harris-Smith, high on the left, feeds Jordan Geronimo at the top. Loops it to Young, high on the right, bounce pass Reese. Right of the lane, faces up. 10-footer in the air, is around and out, no good. Tyler Wall runs down the rebound for Wisconsin.
And you can live with that shot, giving that to Reese.
There's Chucky Hepburn, left-hand dribble. He'll toss it to Crowell, top of the arc. 2:15 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Wall rotates to Hepburn on the right wing, puts it on the deck, baseline right, stops in the lane, whips it to Max, three shot left corner, good. There you go, trying to get Max going. He's had a couple of rough outings of late, but knocks down a triple. It's 5-0 the Badgers.
But it starts because Chucky gets into the paint. You get in the paint, the defense collapses, especially his Maryland defense.
Deshaun Harris-Smith leaves it for Jameer Young between the arcs as he surveys the floor. A flip to Dante Scott, top of the circle. Klesman is on him. Scott with a pass for Harris-Smith. Takes it to the top of the circle, 10 to shoot. Now Scott chased by Klesman. Scott goes inside. Geronimo catches low on the right, slam dunk.
And Tyler Wall's a claw guy. Jordan Geronimo's a guy that's only shoots 17%, but you can't lose where he's at on the floor. Tyler did. He helped up too much.
3:05 gone by as Storr goes inside to Steven Crowell. Low on the left. Easy money bucket, 7-2 Wisconsin. They're 3:15 into the game. And the freshman Deshaun Harris-Smith to the front court for the Terrapins. And Storr digs in. A throw to Scott. Out front, Scott, a well-built guy, but he will shoot a lot of threes as a whistle off the ball and a foul called here against Maryland. And they get Jordan Geronimo for the foul.
Yeah, good job by Chucky Hepburn. Dips his shoulder on that screen by Geronimo. Geronimo moves, and it's all because Chucky gets nice and low to work through that to stay attached to Jameer Young.
3.5 minutes in, 7-2 Wisconsin. A.J. Storr dribbles around a Crowell screen to the top of the circle. Looks inside, throws to Crowell, left of the lane, Reese defending, single coverage. Crowell backing, near the block, goes up right, and blocked by Reese. Loose ball snapped up by Wall, low on the right, and it's a bucket for Tyler Wall. A little excuse me bucket, but they'll take it.
Now, Big Steve needs to understand Julian Reese is a lefty. He's had two block shots because he's going to Reese's strong hand on the block.
Reese, on average, blocks two a game. And as Butchie mentioned, he already has those two so far tonight. We're 4 minutes in, 9-2 Wisconsin. Deshaun Harris-Smith on the dribble. Left of the lane, feeds Scott with a shot fake. Got Klesman up, bounce pass Reese, low on the right, up left hand, good.
Max, stay down. Yep. No reason to go for a shot fake.
Mm-hmm. Max got to be smart with that one foul already. 9-4 Wisconsin. Tyler Wall barreling in the lane. Jump stop, right block. Geronimo cut him off, and then he whistles one. Does Wall that goes through the legs of Chucky Hepburn and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. First media timeout of the night. We'll take a break. 15:35 left of the first half. Wisconsin 9, Maryland 4. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money right now at Menards. Breathe in fresh, clean air with Best Air air filters. These air filters capture airborne allergens like dust, pollen, and mold spores, ensuring the best overall performance of your home's HVAC system. Get a 4-inch Best air filter on sale for $19.99 after $8 rebate. Good through February 21st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see three generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Save big money in all things outdoors with 11% off at Menards. Protect vehicles, outdoor equipment, and more with ShelterLogic storage solutions. With a heavy-duty steel frame and waterproof cover, the ShelterLogic Auto Shelter Portable Garage is the perfect choice. Right now, get a 10 by 20-foot auto shelter for $299.99 after 11% off. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Don Harris-Smith high on the right, throws to Jameer Young, top of the circle, flips to Jordan Geronimo. Baseline left, Wall cut him off, Geronimo flips it back to Young, shot clock at 12. Jameer Young sets the floor, moving right off the screen, pull up foul line, jumper is off the rim and out, no good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet to Tyler Wall, gliding right side of the front court, hits the brakes, throws to Crowell up top. Steven will give off to Chucky Hepburn around a Wall screen to the right wing. 5 minutes in, 9-4 Wisconsin. Hepburn will bounce it to Crowell, right of the lane, release the coverage. Single coverage, now pinching down is Geronimo. Kick out to Hepburn, Chucky off the right wing. Gets it into Wall, five to shoot, and Tyler walked with the ball. On the left block, and another turnover for the Badgers.
And there's a lot of contact there. Tyler Wall ducks in, doesn't get the pass right away. Good defense by Maryland as far as high hand pressure. Then because there's pressure, that's where Tyler shuffles his feet. He's got to catch that, even if it's a little late, and make a move right away. Instead, he tries to feel where that pressure is.
Wall will come out. Marcus Ilver is in. Also coming in for Wisconsin is John Blackwell. In for Storr with the ball is Young between the arcs. Takes the left of the circle, feeds Dante Scott. He'll send it to Kaiser. Three shot, right corner is good. Jamie Kaiser, a 24% shooter from distance. You wouldn't know it there. It's 9-7 Wisconsin.
The reason I'm laughing is because I had a Maryland game.
It's going Kaiser driving in an He's offensive be on foul. Be on yeah. Crowell. Yep. Yep. Illegal screen, springing. Klesman on the drive. 9-7 Wisconsin. 14-19 left in the half. Go ahead. You
the
were
reason
saying?
I'm laughing because I had a Maryland game against Nebraska where I saw Kaiser just drill about five threes, and I see the percentage go, that can't connect. So I'm hoping I'm not the guy that he shoots good in front of. That's where I'm going with. Don't be my – I can't be Kaiser's lucky guy right now.
That was. He was 4 of 5 in that game.
Yeah.
Here's Dante Scott, top of the circle, throwing to Harris Smith to the right wing. John Blackwell defends. Now Jameer Young out high. A toss for Kaiser against Connor Sejan in the lineup now for Wisconsin. Young right of the lane. Hepburn with a tight defense. Young works his way in the paint, hanging, shooting, scoring off the glass. It counts and a foul on Chucky Hepburn. Jameer Young, that's what he does, and it's an and one.
You took the words right out of my mouth. He gets into the paint, a little retreat dribble, then all of a sudden a little bit of a spin on top of that to create an angle. That's exactly what he does. He creates enough of an angle. Chucky then is out of position, slides over to try to go straight up, and there's enough contact there.
Free throw for Jameer Young is good. He averages about 7 foul shots per game. He will come out. Jahari Long is in. And the fact that Jameer Young is coming out, don't expect it to be long. In Big Ten games, he's on the floor 38 minutes per. Hepburn will come out after picking up that foul. Max Klesman is in. And Jahari Long in the backcourt picks up Max Klesman. 13:50 left in the half, 10-9 Maryland. Eight-point run here for the Terrapins. Asijan out front. Connor being defended by Dante Scott. Slips it to Crowell between the arcs. 13 to shoot. Stevie walks the dribble right side and a whistle and a foul is called here against the Terps.
Good job by Wisconsin by being patient. However, right now Maryland is way more physical.
Yes.
You look at all the catches, they're way outside the three-point line. Wisconsin, if they're gonna overplay you, cut back door.
Jahari Long picked up that foul. Inbounds pass to Klesman. Long is in on him. And now Klesman driving, and Jahari Long has just picked up two really quick fouls. He was on the floor before the shot attempt from Max. And Long with two lightning fast fouls, so that gets Jameer Young back in the game.
Well, Max didn't dance. Before, you saw everyone try to dance with each other. Just go by them. If they're going to get up into you, go right by them. That's what Max does. Then they're going to call a foul. They have to.
Klesman, baseline right inbounds to Crowell, right corner. Now a siege on the right wing. Connor gets it back out to Ilva, rotates to Blackwell, driving on Harris-Smith. Works left lane line, throws it up, missed, but a foul on Deshaun Harris-Smith. That'll be his first. I would say this, watching John Blackwell yesterday in practice, he showed some rust, I think we all thought, on Saturday after missing two games and playing sparingly against Michigan. It looked like a guy who had been out for a while. He showed some burst yesterday, and we're seeing a little bit of that early on here tonight.
Well, we just talked about it, though, man, right? Like, rip and go. What's John being so good at all year long? Not thinking. Just when the opportunity is there to grab the ball and go, he goes. And that's exactly what we saw there, and he gets rewarded.
And he hits the first free throw to tie the game at 10, 13-20 left in the half. It's Blackwell, Klesman, Asijan, Ilver, and Crowell out there. Second free throw for Blackwell is good. He's an 83% free throw shooter. And now Nolan Winter will come in for Crowell. Wall subs in for Marcus Ilver. Badgers lead 11-10, 13-20 left in the half.
Now, this is the group that I've got to see defend. Defend at a high level right now. Find a way to string a couple stops together.
There's Julian Reese out front. He averages a double-double this season. Throwing to Harris-Smith. Back into Reese. Doubled left block. Pushed it up. No good. Rebound tip from Winter to his agent. Now Max Klesman will jog it up for Wisconsin as he will run the show for the Badgers against Jameer Young. A pass for Winter, high on the right. Nolan with a pass now for Asijan and a whistle and an offensive foul here against Wisconsin. Rob Riley on the call.
You get that on John again. We've seen so many offensive fouls called in this game early on here that... I mean, I get it, I understand it, but if someone's going to play physical with you, you've got to be able to play physical back. Screening is a way to play physical.
Blackwell out, score in. 12:50 left in the half, 11-10 Wisconsin. Deshaun Harris-Smith out high, bounces to Jameer Young in the lane, leaning, 8-footer, rolls in for Jameer Young, he has 5. And it's 12-11 Maryland. With the ball is Tyler Wall at the top of the circle. Wall with a handoff to A.J. Storr. Kaiser is on him. Now Asijan open for three. Right wing. Banks off the rim. No good. Rebound Dante Scott. Here comes Jameer Young on the push. Slows it down. Dante Scott, right lane line. Now to the block. Throws it up and in off the window. First points for Scott. 14-11 Maryland. 12-10 left in the first half. Tyler Wall out high for Wisconsin. And Nolan Winter at the top. Feeds Asijan outside right. Asijan on the dribble around a Winter screen. Stops right elbow. Throws to Wall. Tyler drifting left of the lane. Now puts it on the deck inside against Scott. Goes up and walk with the ball first. Another turnover is Tyler Wall again guilty of an extra step as we have the under 12 media timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:53 left in the first half. Maryland 14, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action. So when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more. So fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And it's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. Already five turnovers for Wisconsin. 11:53 left in the first half. Maryland 14, Wisconsin 11.
And 8 points off those turnovers. Maryland also 10 points in the paint. Right now, this team needs to get a couple of stops and get on a little bit of a run. Build that confidence up right now, because the turnovers you're having, they're having, aren't necessarily forced turnovers.
No, they're not.
Right?
No.
Like, that's like, you got to get back to playing together and not having turnovers that are unforced, because that's what we're seeing right now.
Badgers with their starting five back out on the floor. Jahari Long with the two fouls back in there. Kevin Willard will frequently use guys in the first half if they picked up two fouls. Here's Jameer Young driving on Hepburn, throws it up, and an offensive foul is called on Jameer Young. Well, Brooks Wells and Rob Riley looking at each other. That's that tough either-or blocker charge, but it was Young, they say, initiating, and that's his first foul.
And that's where you've got the quickness of Chucky. That shows right there, being able to get in front of it, especially this year in college basketball. They don't want to call.
There's Tyler Wall out front, throwing to A.J. Storr off the left wing. Jump stop, left block, tossed it up and in. First points for Storr, 14-13 Maryland, 11:28 left in the half.
Got to stop, got to score. Can they get another stop now?
Maryland 6 of 10 from the field here in the early minutes. Long on the right wing, throws to Young between the circles, rotates to Jamie Kaiser, who will bring it back out front at the midcourt logo. Swanton Roger hands off to Long. Now Scott for three, left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Storr the rebound. So they get the stop through the Badgers, and now Hepburn to the front court. Around a wall screen, top of the arc. A feed for Crowell, left of the wheel. He'll send it to Storr, left side, takes it off the wing. Fades, flips, back rim, no good. Rebound, Gallup, Swanton Roger. And now Jameer Young throws to Kaiser, up low on the right, no good. Swanton Roger battling for it. Kaiser had it, shot blocked inside, comes down to Crowell. And now Hepburn, right slide to the front court, gets a bump from Wall. Chucky flips to Tyler, spin move, low on the right, takes it left, layup good. Wall with four, Badgers regain the lead.
I know the Badger football team was dancing, but Tyler Wall was dancing right there.
He sure was. Nifty little spin and a timeout taken by Kevin Willard. This will be a 30-second timeout with 10:20 left in the first half. 15-14, Wisconsin leading Maryland.
I hate the timeout there by Kevin Willard, because that run was coming. Mm-hmm. It's a smart timeout, but I hate it because Wisconsin had gotten three stops in a row. They had scored two of the three possessions. You could see them getting the chemistry, building that confidence. So good timeout, but I hate it.
It's a little unusual after a couple of buckets. More NBA-like, right?
It felt like that's what Wisconsin needed. They were starting to go that way. Mm-hmm. And I hate it because we're calling it for Wisconsin overall in the game of basketball. I think it was actually
It's a smart move.
It's a smart move. Because I just see Wisconsin starting to build that confidence.
Well, Willard's been doing this for a minute. It's his 17th year as a college head coach. Long run at Seton Hall. Second year with the Terps. 10:20 left in the first half. 15-14, Wisconsin. Jameer Young with five to lead the way for Maryland.
And with Jordan Geronimo in, Tyler Wall could be an ultimate plug guy, which means take care of the paint.
Deshaun Harris-Smith to the right wing, throws to Scott, flips to Young against Hepburn. Young around the Scott screen, picked up by Max Klesmit now. As Young, right of the lane, pass deflected, stolen away, Wall. Here comes A.J. Storr, runway open, slammed up with the left hand for A.J. Storr. Oh,
whoa!
Mercy!
Are you kidding me?
It must be nice to be able to do that. And a whistle, illegal screen. Jordan Geronimo picking off Klesmit. Geronimo called for the foul. As this crowd, not to mention the announcer, is still buzzing over Storr's flush.
He did it on Jordan Geronimo, who can get up himself,
yes,
who has
can.
Put some people on some posters himself, but he went left hand on his head.
Here's Chucky Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin, feeds Tyler Wall. Now it's Klesmit. It's a screen from Crow. Klesmit gives off the Wall, feeds Storr, left point. A refeed for Wall against Dante Scott, mid post left, backing his Wall, left shoulder turn, up right hand sweep. Wall with six. And with 9:20 left in the half, it's 19-14 Wisconsin.
And that's the run we're talking on. Wisconsin on an 8-0 run. Maryland hasn't scored in the last 2:17.
Julian Reese, top of the circle, hands off to Jameer Young, feeds Scott, open three, right side, wide left, no good, air ball. Gathered by Storr, here's Hepburn, right side of the front court. Chucky stops on the wing, gets at the Wall. He'll feed Crow. A hand off to Klesmit, left of the circle. Packs on the right-hand dribble. Hits the brakes of the free throw line. Gives the Wall. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky fakes right, moves left against Jameer Young. Bounce feed for Wall. Low on the right against Dante Scott. Powering his way. One pump goes up and in. Tyler Wall now with eight. And it's 21-14 Wisconsin. 8:38 left in the first half. A 10-point run for the Badgers. Deshaun Harris-Smith, and now it's Jameer Young between the circles. Scoops it to Harris-Smith off the Reese screen. Smith with a throw to Scott. Refeeds Harris-Smith, 10 on the shot clock. Reese top of the circle. Hands off to Jameer Young. Steps back, 18-footer is good. Jameer Young with 7, and it stops the run at 10. 21-16 Wisconsin, 8:10 left in the half. Hepburn throwing a Wall at the top. Tyler Wall with a feed for Crow, top of the circle. Scoops at the Storr. A.J. for three, left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Dante Scott the rebound. Now Jameer Young brings it up the floor for the Terrapins. On the right wing, around a Reese screen. Bounces to Reese, right of the paint. Single coverage from Crow. The double temporarily from Wall. Now back one-on-one. Reese, reverse layup, good. Going right to left, Julian Reese with four.
And a tough three by A.J. Storr then leads to kind of a post touch by Maryland.
21-18 Wisconsin. Here's Hepburn. Slips a pass into Crow. 21-18 Wisconsin. 7:30 left in the first half. Crow is doubled. Threw it away. Kaiser picked it off. And the runway is clear for him down the lane. And he'll spike it with the right hand. And Maryland with a run of its own. Six straight now for the Terps. 21-20 Wisconsin.
Well, you know, that last one's a turnover. That shot by A.J. is a turnover. It's almost like you had back-to-back turnovers.
7:10 left in the first half. Badgers up one. Crow left of the circle. Finds Wall, top of the arc, flips it to Klesmit, feeds Hepburn right wing with a shot pick. Works baseline right, inside reverse layup, high off the glass and down for Hepburn, 23-20 Wisconsin.
They're going to treat him like a non-shooter, drive and drive and keep driving to the bucket.
6:45 left in the first half. Jameer Young eyes it up left of the circle. On a Reese screen, left of the lane, hangs in the air, soft pass to Scott, bounce pass Reese, off the right block. Reese against Crow, turns, up left hand, back rim no, rebound, Storr taps to Hepburn. And Chucky Hepburn got run over by Deshaun Harris-Smith right at the mid-stripe. Chucky slowed down, Harris-Smith did not. And that's two fouls on Deshaun Harris-Smith as we hit the under eight media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub, lots of mozza pizzas, are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 6:26 left of the first half, Wisconsin 23, Maryland 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Labor Day savings are here at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances. And save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, make your big purchases easy with Lowe's Pay, our new flexible buy now, pay later payment option. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le diría a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestras historias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what's value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 6:26 left in the first half, 23-20 Wisconsin. That foul on Deshaun Harris-Smith was team foul number 7, so Chucky Hepburn will be at the foul line for a 1-1. Badgers have fallen off here in recent games at the free throw line, 66% over the last four. We have points at the line Saturday in Iowa City as Hepburn hits the front end. Wisconsin has made its first three free throws tonight. 24-20 Wisconsin. Second free throw for Hepburn is too long, no good. Dante Scott the rebound. 4-point lead for the Badgers. Jameer Young bounces to Scott, left of the circle. He's with Wall. Reese versus Nolan Winter at the top of the circle. Hand off to Scott. Two Badgers fall down. Both Wall and Blackwell recover. Now left of the lane is Jameer Young trying to run it up and in, and Blackwell having none of it. He sends it out of bounds with 11 to shoot.
And that's what you have to, when you're playing against Jameer Young, you have to all go to the ball. John Blackwell comes off to get the block there.
Deshaun Harris-Smith, baseline right, will inbound. Looking, flips it into Scott. Scott against Wall, 8 to shoot. Scott around a Reese screen, slips it to Reese. Low on the right, and he'll throw it up and in, and one. Julian Reese getting inside for the bucket and fouled in the process by Nolan Winter, and that's his first.
That's a tough matchup for Nolan. Julian Reese really good. And on top of just being really good, it's also really tough as a lefty. It's just different as far as where he's spinning, how he's trying to get back to his strong hand.
Free throw for Julian Reese, who struggles at the line, 57%, but was 6 of 7 against Illinois. Hits the free throw, 24-23, Wisconsin, with 5:53 left in the half. Jonathan Lamothe is on the floor for Maryland. He's a freshman out of Baltimore, appearing in his 11th game this season. He's trying to shadow a Sejan, but he just tagged him and is called for the foul. That'll be the first on the move.
And Kevin Lillard is begging for a call. And Lamothe grabbed Connor Sejan. I mean, he grabbed him on the screen. He's asking for a moving screen. He grabbed him.
A coach is contesting a call, I can't believe.
Why? But just contest one that's somewhat close is all I'm saying. I mean, a block charge, okay, let's contest those. Let's not contest one where a guy grabs somebody. Like, I mean, if we're going to argue, let's argue some that maybe
give yourself
you have a
chance,
point for, right?
Yeah, like, that you might get just, the next time down.
I mean, maybe.
Connor hits the first free throw, and he is good with the second. Crowell is in for Winter. It's 26-23 Wisconsin. Klesman will sub in for Hepburn. 5:47 left in the first half. Well, you know, some coaches just like to be miserable.
Yeah. Right?
You know, that's just how it is.
Maybe Kevin likes
to be miserable. Most coaches at times like to be that way.
Yes.
Here's Jameer Young to the front court. Puts it on the deck against Blackwell. Moves it in the lane. Throws it out Lamothe. He's with Klesman, throwing to Scott, feeds Young against Blackwell. Young off the Reese screen, right of the lane, tossed it out to Scott. Long three, left of the circle. Clip the right side iron, no good. John Blackwell, the rebound for the Badgers. Three-point lead, Wisconsin, 5:18 left of the break. As Crowell has a pass that went off of Klesman's shoulder, and Jameer Young snaps it up, goes down the lane, layup no good, and a foul called on Reese, popping Tyler Wall from behind. There's a break for Wisconsin. After a sloppy exchange led to a turnover, and then Reese missed the layup. And Reese is called for his first foul. And team foul number 9, Wall, will get a 1-1.
And Wisconsin gets bailed out there. However, when Chucky's not on the floor and Max is at the 1, Max has got to come and help out in that situation. He's got to go to the ball.
Tyler Wall will be back at the foul line as Jordan Geronimo is set to check back in. He'll come in for Dante Scott. 5:10 left in the half, 26-23, Wisconsin.
Maybe that's because a big had a turnover. I'm trying to get to the guard to help the big.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, there might have been some of that.
I let it go. First free throw is good for Wall. By the
but
way,
you know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah,
like,
no, I do.
When you're in that situation and you see the turnover there, you've got to go get it. Like you're in that position of being the point guard, of being the floor general.
Wall hasn't been at the foul line much recently, but he knocks down both free throws here. He'll come out for Marcus Ilver. 28-23 Wisconsin with 5:10 left in the first half. And Jameer Young will walk it up for Maryland. Young on the dribble, around a Geronimo screen. Throws a Geronimo top of the circle. Feeds Lamothe, outside right. Tossed it back to Young. Blackwell in the defensive stance. 13 to shoot. Jamie Kaiser against Asijan. Kaiser gives it up to Reese. Hands off to Young. Right of the lane. Steps back. Can't get loose. Throws to Reese. Bobbles, gathers in the paint. Turnaround 10-footer is good. Julian Reese with 9. It's 28-25 Wisconsin.
That's a bucket from Maryland, but that's a really good defensive possession by Wisconsin.
It was. One you can, I guess you can live with.
You can. Right? Absolutely.
Blackwell left wing, 4:30 left in the half. Bounce pass Crowell left of the lane. Reese defends. Crowell backing. Now the double from Geronimo. And tried to get it into Klesman. Ball is deflected. Stolen away Geronimo. Here's Jameer Young. Drives the lane. Flipped it in with the left hand. And again, the points off the turnover as Greg Gard now will use a timeout with 4:16 left in the first half. And this should be a full timeout, and it will be. We'll take a break here at the Kohl Center. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 4:16 left in the half, Wisconsin 28, Maryland 27. Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Bad news is Wisconsin's turned it over 8 times. Good news is they're still ahead, barely. 28-27 Wisconsin with 4:16 left in the first half. Butchie, tell me about the retreat dribble.
Well, for me, and this is where Steve Grohl needs to do this. And as a big, when you get the ball in the paint and the double team is coming, you can take one dribble. If you don't feel like you have enough space, because Big Steve caught it down by the S, if you remember, you can visualize that court. That's pretty deep. That's a deep corner. If you don't feel like one dribble gives you enough space, you can take another dribble. And if you don't feel like that gives you enough space, take another dribble. Yeah, you'd be out by the three-point line, but it's a catch and swing around the perimeter if you don't feel like there's any cutters and there's lots of bodies. That's what Maryland wants to do, clog the paint with bodies.
Marcus Silver on the floor right now, throwing to A.J. Store, turns the corner, drives the lane, flipped it up on him with the right hand. Store with 6, 30-27, Wisconsin with 4 minutes left in the half. Badgers aren't turning it over. They're efficient. They're 50-50 from the field. Maryland with 12 points off the miscues. Badgers have 10 points off of 5 Maryland mistakes. Jameer Young slips it to Julian Reese. Left elbow. Spin move in the lane. Goes up left hand. Missed, but a foul. Winter and Ilver both were there. They're going to get Ilver, it looks like, for his first foul. Julian Reese. We mentioned how many free throw attempts Jameer Young has per game. Reese, actually more per game, close to 7.5 free throw attempts per game, but just 57% at the line. 1 of 1 so far tonight. Megan, 1 of 2 as the first one rattles out.
You like to round up with the 57. I'm giving the 56.8. I don't round up. There's no rounding up here.
I rounded up.
56.8%.
I make it simple.
No, I can't. I'm not going to give him anything more than he needs. 56.8.
What is it now? He's 1 out of 2. Quick, come on.
56.5.
Second free throw. That's no good.
56 even.
Mathematician Brian Butch with us here tonight. 30-27, Wisconsin. 3:38 left in the first half. Max Klesman, baseline right, knocked loose, got it back, throws to Wall. Maryland really digging in defensively as Hepburn will reset things, settling everybody down. High screen, Winter. Chucky will use it, moves to his right, drives on Young. Stops right block, 5 to shoot. Store puts it on the deck, spin move, mid post left, throws up a wild one. Retrieved by Wall, goes up missed, and the rebound comes down to Maryland. And LeBeau, who threw it away, ball batted around, Young comes up with it. He'll weave to the front court for the Terrapins. Young, little stop and go in the lane, throws it out to Geronimo. They'll feed Jonathan LeMoth out front. Flips it to Young at the midcourt logo. 3-point lead, Wisconsin, 2:55 left in the half. Young around a Reese screen. Young at the top, flips to LeMoth, 8 to shoot. LeMoth bounce pass Reese, left of the lane against Wall. Reese moving to the baseline, knock down Wall, whistle, offensive foul on Julian Reese. That'll be his second.
And he'll give you a couple of those, and that's exactly what he did. Tyler Wall took it right in the chest, just like if you're going to get that charge, it's because you took it right in the chest.
Winter comes out. You got Crowell, Store, Klesman, Wall, and Hepburn on the floor. Callum Swanton, Roger back in for Maryland. In for Julian Reese. 2:40 left in the half, 30-27, Wisconsin. Wall rotates the Store high on the left, got it inside the crowd, and Stevie got tied up by Swanton, on LeMoth, I believe they'll call it on. And that's 2 on Jonathan LeMoth.
And Matt, one of the things with 2:44 that I was thinking as Wisconsin has possession, it's a big 2:44. You've got three-point lead. Has this team necessarily taken teams out? Taking their confidence away over these last 6 games. Not really,
no,
right?
Not really.
You have a chance. Now, Julian Reese goes back in with 2 fouls. There's a situation here, though, like, you've got 2:37 left. You're up by four. Could be up by five. Just imagine if you could find a way to get a couple of stops and extend this to a 10-point lead, double digits, head in the locker room. That's what I'm talking about. Do they have it in them?
Let's find out. Stevie hits both free throws, 32-27. Wisconsin coming up on 2.5 minutes left to the break. Deshaun Harris-Smith will set the floor. Takes it right of the circle against Storr. Throwing to Scott. Flips to Reese, left of the wheel. Reese will hand it to Harris-Smith. Driving left of the lane, hanging, goes up, no good. Rebound, Stephen Crowell. And a stop for the Badgers. Here comes A.J. Storr, glides right sideline to the front court. Leaves it for Crowell, top of the circle. One dribble, a handoff to Hepburn. Chunky on the left wing, around the Crowell screen, step back three on the way, book it. Nothing but net for Chucky Hepburn, and it's 35-27, Wisconsin, 1:55 left in the half. Hepburn with six in the first half of the Badgers. Jameer Young with 1:45 to the break. Throws to Scott, left of the circle. Scott with Klesman on him. A pass for Deshaun Harris-Smith. Flips to Reese, right of the circle. Gets it back to Harris-Smith, off the Reese screen. Harris-Smith left elbow, five to shoot. Harris-Smith retreats, and a long three in the air is short. Rebound Klesman with 1:25 left in the half. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Klesman right side of the front court. Shovels it into Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell against Julian Reese. The double from Scott, back out to Max. Whistles it in the wall, kick out Hepburn. Three ball, left pocket off the rim, no good. Jordan Geronimo, the rebound for Maryland. 108 left in the half, 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Jameer Young moving left off the Reese screen, and he got fouled by Chucky, and that's two on Hepburn with 62 seconds left in the first half. Chucky doesn't want to come out, but he's going to lose that debate.
Well, the minute it's a good debate to lose.
Yeah, yeah, don't want
to You're up by eight, it's a good debate to lose. I get Chucky because I don't think there's a lot there as far as contact goes. But with 102 left, Jameer Young at the free throw line, 30-second shot clock.
Yep.
If you do it the right way, it's one possession on offense, one possession on defense, and you call. Maybe you get a stop and you can get a quick one going down on offense, but you're looking at most likely three possessions max.
Jameer Young will step to the free throw line. With 102 left to the half, 35-27 Wisconsin. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Jameer Young, pretty close to automatic at the foul line. 92%, or is it 91 point something?
91.9. We can't round up for these guys. Now, if it's Wisconsin player, 92%.
You would say 99%, right? You just cheat. Second free throw good for Jameer Young.
You're not cheating. You're not trying.
I've heard that. 32-29 Wisconsin. Maryland putting on a little backcourt resistance. 1 minute left to the half. Klesman across the line. They're trying to trap it. Max whips it out of there to Blackwell as the Terps now back off. Klesman high on the right. Maryland zoning now. We'll see this from time to time. They'll match up and sometimes shift back into a man-to-man. Shot clock at 10. Crowell, right elbow. Swanton Roger defending. A handoff to Max. Four to shoot. Klesman right of the lane. Out to Blackwell. Got to go. Blackwell shooting just in time. Banked it, missed it. Geronimo the rebound. And a technical foul here assessed to the Maryland bench. Oh, my goodness.
And he was going to get one. I mean, Kevin Willard was working the refs to a point where it just looked like it was going to happen. And I'm not surprised at all that they finally got him.
Wow, and you just got a defensive stop and a chance to take the last shot of the half, which they'll still have that, but a gift is presented to Wisconsin. We'll see if the Badgers accept it. Max Klesman will be at the line, and he connects on the first free throw. Badgers getting work done at the foul line here in this first half. They are 10 of 11. Second free throw for Klesman is good. Make it 11 to 12. So 37-29 Wisconsin, 29.6 left in the first half. And here comes Jameer Young for the Terrapins. 11 first half points for Young. Met by Blackwell at the center circle. 20 seconds left in the half. Young rocks the dribble. 15 seconds left in the half. About a second difference, not even. Game to shot clock.
Young high on the right, 8 seconds left. Young on the right wing, we're down to five. Young off the right wing, jump stop, foul line jumper, knocked away short, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Crowell with 1.9 to play, 1.6 to shoot. And the Badger bench a little mystified.
Yeah, they wanted to travel, and it really looked like it.
Yep. And now Julian Reese will come back in for Swanton Roger.
Now 1.6, 1.9 o'clock. You have to watch for a lob quick here. A lob, and then there's going to be a shooter as an outlet.
Young baseline left, looking, whips it to Reese, and shooting at the buzzer, and it is off the rim, no good from the right wing. And the Badgers go into the locker room up by 8 and putting 37 on the board against Maryland. Against that defense, that's good work.
Absolutely. Offensively, they've done everything they needed to do. But what I'm most impressed with, Maryland, no field goals in the last 4 minutes and 15 seconds. They answer that question. It's an 8-point game. They extended that lead.
And the Badgers locked up on the defensive end at the half at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 37, Maryland 29. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery services available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Madison, Wisconsin 37, Maryland 29. Tyler Wall with 10 points in the first half for the Badgers. 6 apiece for Stephen Crowell, A.J. Storr, and Chucky Hepburn. Max Klesman with 5. John Blackwell with 2. Connor Asijan with 2. Jameer Young has 11 to pace the Terrapins. Julian Reese with 9. 5 for Jamie Kaiser. 2 apiece for Jordan Geronimo and Dante Scott. Wisconsin 37, Maryland 29. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Hey, Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year.
Are you ready?
Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
I mean, we got the Tundra Line halftime show. We got Quadzilla. A.J. Dillon and Gabrielle in the house tonight. Butchie, let's go. Huh? You fired up?
I mean,
you can't lose with all this going on.
You absolutely can. Well, you really can't lose when you got A.J. Storr dunking on people's heads, too. That helps.
It's an A.J. kind of night.
It is. It
37-29, Wisconsin leads Maryland at the half, and that was an electrifying move. I said the runway was open, and for A.J., anything, it's open. But he did have Jordan Geronimo kind of riding off the right hip, which a lot of times can lead to a rejection, but he got posterized.
More than a lot of times.
That was
right?
Disrespectful, like, wasn't it?
That absolutely was. And I think that started because of a steal by Tyler Wall because of who he was guarding in Jordan Geronimo. Only a 17% three-point shooter. Yes, not 16.3, 17 even, I believe, percent three-point shooter. But like, you're able to do that, and it just, that's the energy that this team needed. Now can they finish it off? They did a great job of finishing off that first half. How do they come out to start the second? And are they able to build on that defensive stops that they've had?
And protect the basketball. 8 first half turnovers for Wisconsin, although the Badgers do have the edge in points off turnovers at 14-12. 37-29, Wisconsin leads Maryland. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Halftime, Nicole Center, 37-29. Wisconsin leads Maryland. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Butchie, Tyler Wall leads the way in the scoring department with 10. I thought he bounced back well. He had some turnovers early, you know, but going a little too fast maybe for his own good at times. But then he settled in and started to do what he does so well, get the ball inside, get points. And all